it up for Jesus tonight. Like I said, he is the reason for the season. Hallelujah. I'd like to give an honor to God, first of all, for my salvation. Coming up on 20 years. 20 years. And I certainly know that it's only by God's grace and his mercy. It ain't always been good. But you know what? I didn't stop. Didn't give up. Didn't give in. Kept holding on. I'm grateful. Grateful to God. Grateful to this ministry. Some of you don't know, but it's a ministry that never turned its back on me. Even when I went through those hard times, never once did they turn their back on me. But they looked with encouragement and said, you could do it, Sam. Because the call of God is irrevocable in your life. His plans are yes and amen for you. So I thank God for our pastors. Because he has truly been a friend of mine. I mean a friend. Even when I wanted to go left, he told me to go right. Amen. So, like I said, 50 years, Victory Outreach. Come on, somebody. 50 years. 50 years. The promise is still alive. The hope is still alive. Amen. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles tonight, I want you to turn to two scriptures. You can hold your places on them. Joshua 1:11 and Exodus 16:35. I want to talk to you tonight from the position of transition. You guys can go ahead and be seated. Go ahead and be seated. Hold your places right there. Go ahead and. Because before I get into this, I want to sit it up. Transition. How many realize that our nation is in transition? Our nation is in transition. We're in transition. If you're in the home, you're in transition. Come on, somebody. I'm going through transition now as I come into my 50s, early 50s. Come on, somebody. It's a transition. The body starts tripping on you. There's a transition. Huh? You wake up in the morning, there's some aches and there's some groan. What? What is that? My knee used to be good. What's up with that? Now it hurt. Huh? Transition. And how many realize that when we go through transition, it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. Change itself is uncomfortable. We don't like change. Come on, we're a people that we, come on, you get all. Come on, that's when that neck get to going. When what? I gotta change? Oh, you crazy. I ain't changing. Huh? Sisters get all that tip on their heads, on their hips. I ain't changing. What you talking about? You better change. Huh? But transition is uncomfortable. Amen? Again, and when we read, let's start at Joshua. Joshua 1:11, it says, pass through the host. Command the people, saying, prepare your victuals. For within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess. Hallelujah. So what's happening here is, man, it's getting deep. Joshua is coming into command. The children of Israel have come up to the land of Canaan. And how many know that sometimes as leaders, man, we come in and we have to fill big shoes. Come on, somebody. Moses was a tough act to follow. Moses was a tough act to follow, man. Moses led the people in the wilderness. And Moses, remember, man, it was at one time when God said, you know what? Man, I ought to smoke the all of them. Start all over. And Moses said, Lord. He interceded for the people. But here in this piece of scripture, Moses is gone. Moses is gone. Check it out. If you back up a little bit, he says in verse 9, he says, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. How many know? Sometimes we need a pep talk from the Lord. Huh? Sometimes you got to get on your knees and you got to get in his presence. And you know what? You got to say, you know what? I'm not giving up from here until I hear a word from you, Lord. Sometimes in prayer, you got to get on your knees and say, you know what, Lord? I'm not getting up until I get a word from you because I need the word. He told Joshua, be strong. Ooh, come on, somebody. Does that mean that Joshua wasn't strong? But he had to remind him. He said, be strong. For I am with you wheresoever you go. Ooh, come on, somebody. Do you know? That's the power we got to know that's behind us sometimes. God said, I am with you wherever you go. If you go here, I got your back. If you go over there, I got your back. If you got money, I got your back. If you ain't got no money, I'm with you. If you know where you need something, call on me. Wheresoever you go. Woo, come on, somebody. You know what? I'm like Pat. I could just drop the mic right now. Huh? Wherever you go, I got you. Ooh, man, I felt that. I felt that. Come on, that's for somebody right there. That's for somebody right there. Wherever you go, I got you. Come on, Sister Natalie, you just went across the water. You just went to South Africa. And didn't you know he was with you? Wherever you go, I got you. If you're in that home, I got you. I haven't left you. I got you. This was part of my plan. I'm with you. Yeah, it's going to get lonely at Christmas time, but that's okay. I am with you. I'm teaching you to draw closer to me. That's what it's about. Because everything that God does is a drawing. He's wooing us unto him. Ooh. Come on, y'all don't know what wooing is. Y'all don't know nothing about no wooing. Come on, do you know about wooing? Come on, some of you brothers know about wooing. You wooed that girl to you, huh? Come on, you wooed that girl to you. You start, hey girl, let me show you how to do this. You understand? You was wooing her, huh? Start ironing. Ain't never ironed before. Start ironing clothes. Shirts all creased. Hey, how you doing? I got you. But he's wooing us unto him. Ooh, what a God that would woo me or you. Come on, that his whole objective is to draw us closer to him. Oh, man, he loves us with an everlasting love that's always wooing us to him, getting us to love him more, getting us to call on him more, getting us to walk with him, talk with him more. Oh, I love it. When he tells Adam, he says, man, we used to walk together in the cool of the day. Where are you? So as Joshua gets ready to go through this transition, he has to give him a pep talk. And he pepped him up and he told him, be strong, courageous. Things are about to happen. And now let's go over to Exodus 16:35. And it says, the Israelites ate manna 40 years until they came to a land that was settled. They ate manna until they reached the border of Canaan. They ate manna 40 years until they reached the border of Canaan. Come on, has there ever been something that you've been depending on all of your life and all of a sudden it's gone? There's a way that we came up with, come on, for others that came up with rotary phones. Come on, somebody. We thought that was it. Huh? You can only go as far as the cord will let you go. For 40 years, all they had to do was reach their hand out, and there was what? Manna. 40 years. God, I need my daily bread, Lord. But now it's about to be gone. It's about to cease. What they've known for 40 years is about to be gone. Come on, somebody. Time of transition. We as a nation, we've known Obama now for 8 years. He's about to be gone. Huh? Come on, even our welfare system in the early days was set up so what? So we would be self-dependent upon the welfare system. Come on, I knew sisters that would just lay up and man, they would say, shoot, it's time for me to have another baby. Time to get paid. Time to get paid because that was the system. That was the system. It was set up as a system that's the way they were to get paid. But here right now, as we see, they're about to go in transition phase. We're getting ready to go into a transition phase. What are you going to do? Come on, y'all know the talk. Trump finna make some changes. There's going to be some changes around here. There's a new sheriff in town. Going to be some changes. Are we ready for the transition? I love it here in our church because we have been going through the transition. Oh, we've lost some people along the way in the transition. Huh? But look at us who stayed. Church is strong. Come on, somebody. Our ministry is still strong because we didn't get caught up in the transition. We didn't let the transition mess us up. You men and women in the home, don't let that transition stop you. Let's go back to Joshua 11 because some stuff going on here. He says, pass through the host and command the people saying, prepare your victuals. For within 3 days you shall pass over to this land to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess. Pass through the host, command the peoples, and prepare victuals. Now, I don't know about you. That sounds like with the Beverly Hillbillies when they say, prepare some victuals. Victuals mean victuals. Prepare some food. Prepare some food. But you've got to understand what's going on. And that's what blew me away, because I'm like, Lord, what is he telling them? Prepare some food. It's been 40 years. They don't know how to cook. They haven't cooked for 40 years. The pots are all rusty, all corroded and everything. Now he's telling them, prepare your victuals. Prepare your victuals. Go get you some collard greens. Start cooking. Get you a pot. Put on some basil. Some beans. Prepare your victuals. What do we do when it stops working or when you're in transition? What do we do when what you've known stops working? Come on, how many know that there's a prayer that you could pray? I remember being in the home and there was a certain way we used to pray. And guess what? You know what, man? After about 3 months, that prayer stopped working for me. That prayer stopped working for me. I had to grow in my prayer life. A time of transition. A different stage in my Christian walk. I had to come up. He said, oh, no, brother. You got to stop praying me. You got to begin to pray for others. You've got to begin to pray about the things that's going on. And I've told this story before. I begin to pick up bits and pieces from, because they made us pray out loud. I don't know about y'all. Wasn't no looking at the window. You had to pray out loud. And guess what? That's how we learned to pray. We picked up little things over here and little things over there. And then, man, pray for Israel. If God says, if you bless Israel, I'll bless you. I like that. I want to be blessed. I'm really, add that in my prayer life. I'll pray for Victory Outreach International. Yeah, okay. I want to pray for Victory Outreach International. The only way I got messed up was one time I heard a guy praying. I tell this story all the time. And he, Lord, send me a rib, Lord. Send me a rib, Lord. And at that time, we didn't have much food. So I'm like, man, I want some ribs too. I think it was Pastor Charles that kicked me. Man, don't be praying that. Man, he praying for a wife. I said, but I'm praying for some real ribs, man. See, the way they had been fed was God's provision. And provision is how God sustains you while you wait. Come on, provision is how God sustains you while you wait. They were going into Canaan. And what is Canaan? Canaan represents the promise. Come on, many of us get stuck in our provision when God is trying to get us to our promise. Huh? How many realize that? That job that you're working, that you started out in, and you know what? That's just your provision. That's not the promise. Huh? That place you're in right now, that's just the provisional place. It's not the promised land that God has for you. Don't trip. Don't trip while you're in your provision. You've got to realize that that's what people ask up right now. What's going on? I'm like, I don't care. I'm just passing through, brother. This ain't my home. I don't know what y'all going to do. Because all I know is when that eastern sky crack, and guess what? The dead in Christ rise first. And guess what? I'm on my way. The children of Israel had got used to the provision. So he was getting them ready for the promise. Come on, somebody. How many know that God is getting us ready for the promise? How many know that everybody has a promise? The Bible says that the promises of God are what? Yes and amen. He says, he tells us that, guess what? Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what I have for you. Everybody's got their own promise. You see, when provision ceases, the soul panics. When provision ceases, the soul panics. If something you've been used to stops, you panic. Come on, right now, if your air was to stop, guess what? You're panicking. Huh? I remember the first time that I got the wind knocked out of me playing football. When they try to calm you down, just relax, it'll pass, it'll pass. When provision ceases, people panic. When what you've been used to stops, you panic. That job, when they tell you, hey, brother, come on in here. I got something to talk to you about. It's panic. It's panic. Huh? Brothers, when your wife say we need to talk, what she want to talk about? I don't know what she want to talk about. But anxiety sits in. You start to panic. Did she find something on the computer? What's going on? I don't know. Oh, did I say that? I didn't mean to say that. If you've ever had something that you depend on stop, you panic. Many seniors, when they get ready to go into retirement, it's a panicky state. Oh, I got a sister-in-law that's just retired, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I like what the word of the Lord says. He told them, man, don't trip. Go cook. Don't trip, go cook. I know, ladies, y'all don't want to hear that. But you got to realize that guess what? That job wasn't your provision anyway. God was your provision. God was your provision. You've got to realize that provision is the bridge to your house. See, you don't see people other than homeless people living on a bridge. Come on, somebody. Other than homeless, that's the only people that live on a bridge. You've got to realize that the bridge, the provision is just a bridge to your promise. It's just you weren't supposed to be there anyway. That wasn't your house. That wasn't your real house. That apartment that you were staying in, that wasn't your real house. My Bible says that he's got a mansion waiting on me. Oh, man, a big place. Don't get stuck in your provision. Don't get stuck in your provisional state. You're just only there for a minute. I got 3 points. Look what he tells them. Again in Joshua 1:11. He tells them, pass through the host. Pass through the host. He says, and command the people, saying, prepare your victuals. He tells them, go through. Go through yelling out commands. Come on. Come on, as leaders, that's what we got to do sometimes. We got to come through, and guess what? We got to yell out commands. Hey, this is what we need to get done. Come on, guys. This is what we got to get doing. We got to come through and command the people. Pass through. And we know that in the crowd, there's going to be what? There's going to be some naysayers. There's going to be some haters. There's going to be some people, who do you think he is telling us to do it? He ain't doing it. You see, you cannot be a leader and get caught up in the mess. That's why he told them, come through and command the people. That means don't stand there and argue with them. Command the people. Command them. Tell them, I said, get ready. Get ready. You know what? In the midst of war, guess what? Who got time to, for the little private? Hey, sergeant, when do we got to get down when they're shooting bullets? Because you don't want to get hit. But I ain't got time to keep telling you every time that we come through here why you need to do something. Come on, we learned early on in the home that guess what? Don't ask that. Don't ask where we going. Ah, there you go. When I said don't ask. All right, everybody out of the van. Everybody out of the van. All y'all in there on discipline. Almost everyone in the Bible who got healed had to what? They had to pass through. The lady with the issue of blood, they said she passed through the crowd. Blind Bartimaeus, he had to what? He had to take off. Jesus! He had to get through the crowd. Y'all get out of my way. I'm trying to get to Jesus. You got to pass through. Pass through. We got to realize that, man, this is war. You got to realize when there's some stuff that you got to pass through. You can't get caught up in tripping. You got to pass through that. The same things that used to get you, guess what? You can't let them keep getting you. You can't let them keep tripping you up. I got a promise to get to. Man, I got some stuff that God has promised me. I got to pass through this stuff. I got to go get what he's promised me. I got to get mine. If he says his promises are yes and amen, I got to get mine. That means sometimes family. What you mean? You give all your money to the church and you spend all your time on it. Out of my way. God, got you. Huh? Come on, because they'll get in your way. They'll get in your way. That's why he says, man, pass through. Get through them. Y'all don't understand what God has done in my life. Y'all don't understand what he's rescued me from. You don't understand what he's picked me up out of. You don't understand what he's already doing in my life. You don't understand, man, that guess what? It's raining on my side of the town. Guess what? In my house, the blessings are flowing. That's why I just come see y'all for a minute. I'm passing through. Got time for that. Don't expect to be liked when you pass through. Don't expect to be liked. Huh? Because guess what? They're going to call you anyway. When they're in trouble, they're going to call you anyway. Huh? Pass through. Second, he says, prepare your victuals. Prepare. 40 years they've been fed up. They've been fed. Now we ask them to cook. What do you do when what you've expected stops or doesn't work? You either cook or starve. Huh? You either cook or starve. Remember in 1 Samuel when the Lord told Hannah, he says, Hannah, you know, I've given you a son and you said that you're going to give him to the Lord. But he says, don't give him to the Lord until he's what? Weaned. Come on, somebody. Somebody reading their Bible time or two. Until he's weaned. Come on, how many know we need to be weaned? Huh? They had to be weaned off of the manna. Huh? How many know that we need to be weaned sometimes? Give me, Lord. Give me. We need to be weaned from that mentality. What can I give, Lord? Who can you want me to bless, Lord? A baby. Huh? A baby has to be weaned. He doesn't understand that, you know what, man, that I can't get there no more. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I can't get there no more. I'm seven. You can't be grabbing that thing and you seven. It's time for you to get some food someplace else. Huh? And even though the baby cries, the baby's going to cry. Ah, big old seven-year-old. Ah. Stop. But you got to realize that, guess what? It's time for you to get your food someplace else. Someplace else. You need to be weaned. And you know what? That weaning is not just for the baby. That baby, the weaning is for the mom too. Sometimes it's time to let them go. The Bible says, man, in Proverbs 22:6, to train up a child. And when he is old, even though he departs, he'll come back. Appointed time, he'll come back. You got to let him go. There's a time when you realize that, guess what? I've done all I can do. You're in the hands of the Lord now. I can't keep coddling you. God is still providing. Many of us do that in church. God, make it like it was, God. Lord, can we have worship like we used to have worship? Remember, we used to stay in church. We used to sing this song, that song. Wishing for the old. We've moved on. Can't make it like it was. Because anytime you're close to your promise, you must be weaned. Come on, somebody. Did you get that? Anytime you get close to your promise, you must be weaned. When God is about to do something in your life, guess what? He's going to take some things away. You need to be weaned. It's time for that to be what you've been depending on up to this point. It needs to be cut off. Got something else. You're ready to step now into your promise. Can you imagine 40 years? They had been fed. Now it was cut off. I can imagine that, man, that you know, the people, they came after Joshua. The Lord had already prepared them. Be strong when they come. They're going to come at you with all of this. Be strong and courageous. How many know this is the time that we need to be strong and courageous as a Christian nation, as a church body? We need to be strong and courageous in this hour, because guess what? The people are going to come. They're going to come out of their anxiety. They're going to come out of their apprehensiveness. They're going to come because they don't understand what's going on. They're not going to understand what they're cutting off EBT cards, what they're stopping this, they're stopping that. What are we going to do? We as the church, we need to be strong and courageous and tell them, guess what, sister, brother, you got to get on your knees. God is our provision. We ain't new to this. We true to this. Come on, somebody. This ain't our first time. I've got 3 points under this. We'll get out of here. First, the people were fed from the Father. They prayed and they got it. Huh? They prayed and they got it. How many know that we need to come out of that stage? Huh? Again, the prayer of just me. Lord, bless me. Help me. We need to come out of that stage. We need to realize that, guess what? God has called us with a bigger vision in mind. Huh? Bigger plans in mind. Guess what? His will is that, guess what? None should perish. All should come to repentance. And guess who he wants to use to do that? He wants to use us. Your prayer shouldn't be about me, but about he. Fed from the Father. Secondly, they were fed from their faculties. He was telling them, be fed from your faculties. Faculties. Think. You have to use strategy. Opening up your mind. That's why the enemy wants to attack our minds so much. Because you know what? He wants to stop us from thinking like God thinks. He wants to get us caught up on who said, she said in the church versus go and get to your promise. He wants to get you caught up in, oh, what they doing with the money? Nah. Man, just keep giving. God is blessing you. Don't get caught up in that. Look to your promise. Because guess what? I'm like this. When my church is blessed, I am blessed. Come on, somebody. This is my family. This is my house. When we're blessed, I'm blessed. And when somebody gets blessed, lets me know my blessing is just around the corner. I'm right. I must be next. I got to be next. If he got his, I've got to be next. Mine's is on its way then. I ain't gonna trip. I'm happy for you, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because mine is coming. That's why he keeps us with distractions to keep you from getting to your promise. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, he is. Check this out. If Dr. Seuss came up with a book that says, I am Sam, I am. I like green eggs and ham. Come on. I can't come up with something better than that. I know if he used my name, I'm mad. But if he can come up with some, socks and rocks and come on. You tell me I can't think of something. With the mind of Christ, I can't come up with a song. I can't come up with a book or something. Because the Bible says, if he be for me, who can be against me? I got to get mine. That's the world. That's the world. And he came up with Sam I Am. And sold billions of copies of that book, right? You think he don't want to use my faculties? He don't want me to use my thinker to come up with, that he's got something for me to come up with something that, guess what, that's going to make me. No, he got something for me. Use your faculties. You know what we should have almost, man, we should have all, come on, man, we come from look where we came from. We came from the streets. Come on, man. We know ways how to make money. Like, if you can't come up with a plan to make you some dollars, what's wrong with you? You came up with them in the world. You thought of all kind of things. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go in there. We're going to take that back. We're going to do it. And now all of a sudden we come to the Lord. We get, how am I going to do that, God? What are we going to do? Sit down, think, strategize, get yourself some money. Come on. If this is a world that's built upon, man, that kind of economy, come on, there's got to be something in it for you. Shoot. Right now, I stand out there. Have you seen the people selling candy apples? candy apples, and they got food trucks. Thank God he gave me some jerseys. But I'm not stopping. There's something else. There's another venture that he's got for me. I need to strategize. I need to think it through. Think about the guy who came up with Uber, Lyft, and all of this. Hey, I'm just going to sit down and use my car. I wonder if they call me. I think people will call me. If I just offer my car, I think they'll call me. If I'm a little bit cheaper than a taxi, I think they'll use me. Come on. But it worked. Come on, it worked. But how much us, as the people of God, that God doesn't want to give us godly ideas that will take us into our promise? Third, you got to be fed from the fight. Got to be fed from the fight. You don't know how strong you are until you have to fight. Come on. You don't know how strong you are until you have to fight. You can come to the keyboard. You don't know how strong you are. Come on. Let somebody mess with your child. Huh? Let somebody just run in, man, and start messing with your kid. You better take your hand off of my kid. Oh, y'all go crazy. Dre, you go crazy over them girls, man. You let somebody come snatch one of them. Salvation in the back pocket and everything. I give it, man. I'll bust you up. Pat, same thing. Pastor, you better let go of Junior. That's my Junior. But you got to be fed from the fight. Come on, you got to get mad. Devil, give me back my car. Give me back my son. You ain't got no right to have. He's mine. That's my son. Lord, you gave. The Bible says, man, that our kids are a blessing from God. You ain't taking my blessing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, release him. Come on, you got to get like them old grandmamas. Huh? Them old grandmamas, boy. I seen an old grandma come out, man, and she fight. What? You hit my grandson, boy? You better come. I'll get you. But by the same token, that's what I came up on. And I came up on them old grandmamas praying. Sometimes you would hear them praying in the middle of the night. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for my grandson, Lord. I pray, God, a hedge of him. You don't know what that's like when you hear something like that. Let you know that, guess what? I can get to tomorrow. Guess what? Everything's going to be all right. Guess what? I'm going through. I'm going to get mine. Back in those days, I called my grandmama quick. Grandma, pray for me. Going for a job. Huh? Grandma, praying for me. I'm going to court. Yeah. And you could see it. Because she was fed from the fight. She knew the promises of God. Held on tight. Lastly, what did he tell them back in Numbers? He said, go in and possess the land. Possess the land. You see, there's some things that are ours. Come on, somebody. Are you with me still? Huh? Joy is ours. Peace is mine. Healing is mine. The promises of God are mine. Prosperity is mine in the name of Jesus. There's some stuff that is mine. You've got to go get it. It ain't just claiming it, Gary. You got to go in and possess it. You've got to go in and possess it. Like it may not be. It's going to be mine. Go sit at that house. Go sit down at that house. Oh, I like this house. Ooh, Jesus. You see it, Lord. I love it. In the name of Jesus, it's mine. Huh? Give me this. See, that's how you possess something. That's how you possess something. Huh? I didn't ask. Come on. I didn't ask. I went in and possessed it. Possess it. Huh? You don't be asking the devil, Lord, I'm going to have this. Is this all right? You got to possess what's yours. You got to go in and get it. He told him, he said, go in. He said, wherever you go, it is yours. I am with you. You know, there's some things that you can't have, though. Huh? You see, I am forbidden by Scripture to take something that's not mine. It's called coveting. Come on. It's called coveting. The one prayer you need to always pray is ask, Lord, Lord, is it mine? Is it mine, God? Is it mine, Lord? Lord, is what I'm asking for, is it mine? If it's mine, I'm possessing it. I'm possessing it. I'm going in and I'm possessing it. Give me my future. Give me my joy. Give me my peace. Again, you got to possess it. I ask you tonight, what is yours? What is yours? What is yours that you know that is yours and you've been letting the devil hold on to it? Come on, is there a healing? Is there a healing that you know that is yours and you've been... Is there a peace? Is there a joy? I command right now in the name of Jesus, every demonic presence, every frustrating presence, every depressive presence to leave in the name of Jesus. Insomnia, it has to go. Worry and anxiety, it has to flee in the name of Jesus. Because guess what? God has promised you peace. Possess. What is yours? I don't speak from a place of arrogancy, but I know what the Lord has promised me. I know where He's brought me from. Humble beginnings. Very humble beginnings. When everything I had came from the goodwill. But guess what? I knew that there was something greater coming later. The Bible says that, guess what? Your latter days shall be greater than your former days. Oh, come on, somebody. In this time. Oh, in this time. It's good. It's good. He told the children of Israel to go in and possess the land. What is yours has your DNA on it. I mean, no, there's only one you. Huh? There's only one you. Everything that is yours has already has your DNA on it. I've got kids, but guess what? They're like me, but they'll never be me. Come on, somebody. Everything that God has for you has your DNA on it. The devil is trying to use your past to stop your future. Don't let him. Don't let them tell you what you can't do, what you can't be, what you can't become. You are a child of the Most High God. One that has hand selected you out of Let me tell you about this God that I serve. He says that if I be for you, who can be against you? He says that I am the head. I'm not the tail. I am the head. He tells me that I am from a royal priesthood. He says that he has endowed me with something that kings and queens wish they had. I believe that the millionaire, he goes to sleep at night, and guess what? He can find no peace. He finds no joy. All night long, he's wondering who's trying to get me. Who's trying to take mine? How many know that if God gave it to you, can't nobody take it? Can't no devil in hell take it? He gave it to you. If he opens a door for you, guess what? Can't nobody shut that door. He opened it. Be strong in this hour. Be courageous. Know that God is with you. Wheresoever you go, whatsoever you do, God is with you. He's with us in the good times. He's with us in the bad times. He's with us in the light. He's with us in the dark. He's with us when we're healthy. He's with us when we're sick. All the time. Telling us. Don't give up on your promise. Don't get stuck on the bridge. Don't get stuck in the provision. Huh? Let that be a bridge to take you over. Not that you get stuck on it. But the bridge is there to take you over. Come on, guys in the home, women in the home. The home is there to take you over. Take you over to the other side. This is just the beginning of your blessing. It's the provisional state. The promise is when you get out. Because that's when you're going to have to be strong and courageous. That's what separates the saints from the angels. Because ain't no home director over you telling you you need to do this, you need to do that. That's when you got to know that my God is with me. Every day that I went through that home, guess what? I prayed. I prayed and prayed. I got into my word. I understand. Now make it applicable to what I'm going through, Lord. How many know that still now, 20 years later, I always revert back to my home days? How did I do it? How did I get through this trial? How did I get through that? What did I do when I was angry? What did I do when I was all messed up? When I was feeling like this? Remember the home. Remember your provision. That it was just a bridge. A learning place. Take you over. How many realize that? That the provisional state is there just to take you to your promise. God just allowed it just so he could get you there. But you've got to understand something. That when provision cease, oh, I'm coming into my promise. I'm coming into my promise. provision has stopped. Oh, God. Have you ever just sit back and just marveled at how God does it sometimes? Come on, have you ever just, man, you didn't know where it was going to come from. You didn't know how it was going to get done, but God did it. God will do it. Just don't box them in. Don't box them in. Don't think you got them all figured out, because guess what? As soon as you do that, you're going to blow your mind. You're going to blow your mind. You're going to blow it up. You're going to blow up that plan that you got. Boom. That happened. But he's going to come through another way. And you stuck back there. I didn't see that happening. Don't get stuck. Come into your promise. Go in and possess. With every eye closed, every head bowed. Father, we thank you tonight. Lord, we thank you for your word, which is truly, Lord, a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, God. Lord, we thank you, God, Lord, that you have been our provision, Lord. But you're also taking us into our promise, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, for that one, Lord, tonight, oh God, Lord, who may not understand, oh God, Lord, why they have to go through the provisional state, God, to get to their promise, God. But that you will remind them, oh God, Lord, of what even your son had to go through, God. Lord, as we look now, God, Lord, as we look, Lord, at this Christmas season, God. Lord, we realize, God, Lord, that you've given us, Lord, the greatest gift of all, God. Lord, that you gave us your son, Jesus, God. Lord, to provide a way of escape, oh God. Lord, for who we are, God. Our sin, our transgressions, God. Our mistakes, oh God. Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord, that you're always wooing us to you, God. Always drawing us close, oh God. Lord, we thank you tonight, oh God, Lord, that you have made a way, Lord, out of no way, oh God. Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, if your word, Lord, has touched, Lord, and ignited something, Lord, in your people, Lord, that you would draw them. Lord, that we would start, Lord, with repentance, oh God. That we will come to these altars, oh God, Lord. That we will cry out, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, when I didn't recognize, Lord, my provisional state, Lord, for my promise, God. Forgive me, God, Lord, when I stayed stuck, Lord, on the bridge when you wanted to take me through. Forgive me, Lord. Father, I pray tonight, oh God. Lord, as we move, Lord, into this Christmas holiday season, God. Lord, help us to be mindful, Lord, of others, oh God. Lord, those less fortunate, God. Those who have not, God. Draw people to us, God. Lord, this weekend, Lord, this upcoming weekend, Lord, use our ministry, God. Lord, to be a bridge, God, to the lost, to the hurting. Use us, God, Lord, your church, Lord, in this hour, God. Lord, I pray tonight, oh God. Lord, for those who may be going through it, God. Those who this Christmas time, Lord, may not feel like Christmas time, God. But they may be going through one of the darkest times in their life, oh God. Lord, they would come. They would come tonight, Lord, to the altar, God. And they would be comforted, Lord, by your spirit, God. They would be comforted, God, Lord, by the presence, your presence, oh God. Because, Lord, just an instant, Lord, in your presence, Lord, could change a lifetime, God. I want to invite you all tonight. If you think I've hit home tonight, if I've been on your street, these altars are open. Come on, get a hold of God. Cry.